Call 1-800-COMCAST, 1-800-COMCAST, or go to Comcast.net. Cable and Internet, Comcast.net. Hurry into Mattress Discounters today, where you'll always find quality brands like Sealy Posturepedic, Simmons Beautyrest, Tempur-Pedic pressure-relieving Swedish mattresses, and the Sleep Number bed by Select Comfort at everyday low prices. Plus, on approved credit, you'll get free financing for a year with no down payment, no monthly payments, and no interest for 12 months. Mattress Discounters. Quality brands, discount prices.
Have a good night's sleep.
Great television experiences are always ready for you with Comcast. With the convenience of on-demand, crystal clear high definition, and all the best movies, sports, and kid shows, it's Comcastic. Call 1-800-COMCAST or go to Comcast.net for more information.
It's 6:58, coming up after CNN News at the top of the hour, keeping it real with Will and Willie. You know what that means, Will Durst, Willie Brown, Paul Wells. Good morning, guys. What's up?
Yes, good morning from the Hotel Vitale.
Hey, Andy Jordan, how's it going, buddy?
Good. What's going on, man?
Got a great show today. Got a bunch of people. We got Michael Continetti, who wrote a book called The K Street Gang, which kind of investigates and throws a light on what Tom DeLay did on K Street to turn everybody into a Republican lobbyist.
He's a young guy, huh?
He's, of course, the wonderful P.J. Corcoran, who will be discussing in detail all the things that are going on with Democrats who are trying to win back the White House.
Mm-hmm. And we'll have Warren Eckstein, who has a new show called The Pet Show on Sundays on The Quake. And Matthew Continetti, also Assemblyman Mark Leno, with former Governor of Oregon, Barbara Roberts. And that's going to be about the Compassionate Choices Bill that's working its way through the state
and
Assembly.
And we may talk about a competitor that's coming on Clear Channel in July.
Ruh-roh.
Rudy Goldberg.
Uh-huh.
An early morning show, just opposite ours, with the same format.
You got to love
witty chat, entertainment, jokes, etc.
Look forward to it, guys. Thanks. That's the Progressive News Hour for today. More news and downloadable audio 24/7 at QuakeRadio.com. This is San Francisco and the Bay Area's exclusive progressive talk station, broadcasting in HD digital. This is KQKE, Oakland, San Francisco.
CNN Radio, I'm John Lisk. Things are looking up for parts of Florida hit by wildfires that have burned more than 8,000 acres so far. There's some rain in the forecast, and Highway Patrol spokeswoman Kim Miller is grateful.
Any rain, I think, will wet down some of the ground, maybe making it less likely to catch on fire.
The smoke has cleared enough to allow I-95 to be reopened. Governor Jeb Bush has declared a state of emergency and brought in some National Guard units to help. President Bush visits Florida today, trying to get seniors to sign up for the Medicare prescription drug plan before next Monday's deadline. He has several stops planned. Any pocket change that you may have may be going for gasoline these days. A new CNN poll conducted by Opinion Research finds that pump prices are having a big impact on families trying to make ends meet. CNN's Ed McCarthy's live now with the latest, Ed.
John, 65% polled say the rising cost of gas is causing economic hardship for themselves or their families. 61% believe gas prices will continue to go higher. Former White House advisor David Gergen interprets the poll as a public outcry for the Bush administration to do something.
People believe that there's been a lot of price gouging, even though there's not a whole lot of evidence to support that, because it mostly seems supply and demand. But people believe that, and they want the president to do something, and he hasn't done very much.
70% of the respondents say they believe the president could take steps now to cut the cost of gasoline. Reporting live, Ed McCarthy, CNN.
The U.S. is near the bottom of a list of industrialized nations when it comes to the number of newborns who survive infancy. Of 33 industrialized nations, only Latvia has a worse rate. Save the Children's David Utz says the U.S. has to do better.
Particularly in ensuring access to quality prenatal care and use of prenatal care, as well as delivery services and practices that cause low birth weight and prematurity to occur when it shouldn't in our culture.
The U.S. ranking due partly to racial and income health care disparities. This is CNN.
Business leaders, do you need help with tapping great talent, restructuring, or retraining your staff? Don't miss the Life After the Layoff business and networking event May 11th from 5:30 to 7:30. Enjoy food, prizes, and a valuable employment business toolkit. Most importantly, you'll be networking with Bay Area business leaders and locally elected officials. Space for this event is limited, so call now to reserve your seat at 650-802-6500 or go to lifeafterthelayoff.org. That's 650-802-6500 or log on to lifeafterthelayoff.org.
Listen up, people. This is the King of Car Loans, Mike Frega. If you call 1-800-FRESH-START, you get one thing no one else can give you. That's me, Mike Frega. I don't own a car dealership. I'm not even a general manager. You don't buy cars from owners and general managers. But if you call 1-800-FRESH-START, you get an appointment with me, Mike Frega. I've got hundreds of credit unions and the nation's most aggressive lenders. And by the way, I'm still looking for somebody with 8 auto repossessions. Call 1-800-FRESH-START, and I'll give you that fresh start you've been looking for. That's 1-800-FRESH-START. And don't forget my competition. That's 1-800-NOT-SO-FRESH-START. Approval of credit, subject to prior sale, whatever.
Is it?
Hello?
Honey, it's Roger.
Are you okay?
No, I'm stuck in a meeting. And Stevens Creek GMC is having a huge sale on 06 Yukon Denalis. $11,000 off retail, and we get $100 in gas for taking a test drive.
Oh, finally! The whole family in one car. You, me, Jimmy, Timmy, Sammy, Cindy, and Roger Jr.
And room for one more. It fits 8.
Not a chance, honey.
Yukon Denali XLs. On sale now at Stevens Creek GMC. On the web at trucksonthecreek.com.
QuakeRadio.com and download your favorite shows, guests, and features. Updated every day from 960 The Quake.
Here's a Quake traffic check from the Cron 4 Traffic Center. Cron 4, home of the 9 o'clock news.
4 minutes now past 7 o'clock. This report brought to you by Albertsons, helping make your life easier. We've had problems all morning long out in Livermore. A car lost control, spun out westbound 580 before Airway Boulevard, crossed all of the lanes and overturned. It is now over on the shoulder. There is also a second incident at the same location, two-car accident there in the center divider. Over to the Dublin Grade, westbound 580 before Eden Canyon. You're going to find it slow and go, semi-stalled in the right lane there. Concord stop and go southbound 680 between 242 and Main Street. And a backpack in the right lane eastbound 580. Richmond-San Rafael Bridge right around mid-span. All BART trains are on time. Once for dinner, how about Albertson's Blue Ribbon Beef, hand-selected and hand-trimmed for exceptional flavor and quality. Only at Albertson's, helping make your life easier. I'm Andy Jordan, keeping it real with Will and Willie starts now on San Francisco's Progressive Talk Station 960, The Quake.
Good morning. It's 7:05 and live from the Hotel Vitale at the corner of Mission and Embarcadero. Keeping it real with Will and Willie is on the air with Willie Brown and Will Durst, and I'm Paul Wells. We have a lot of stories and a lot of guests this morning.
And we're into our fifth month of doing this, Dick. And how about it? We got a competitor coming in July, Whoopi Goldberg. But that's not the big news for us.
You think they'll carry her on us?
Probably. I would guess that early on she's probably going to ask one of us to guest with her. And we will. We will accommodate the lady since she's an old friend. Mm-hmm. And especially since we didn't have to take a high school test to graduate.
I did. In Wisconsin we did.
Oh, yeah? You had a mandatory test?
Yeah. We had tests back in back when I graduated from high school, back when North America had just cooled and radio was still in black and white. That was a long time ago.
Well, when I graduated from high school, Mineola Colored High, I don't even think they knew I graduated.
You snuck under the radar.
There was no examination. But in the state of California, some years ago, the legislature passed a measure mandating that high school students had to take an exit exam, and that exit exam has never been proved to be perfected. And now a court has ruled that the several thousand students who otherwise would be graduating this year that did not pass that exam, he apparently will sign an order barring the application of that prohibition and allowing those students to proceed to graduate. And they're students with English language challenge problems. There are students with culturally disadvantaged challenge problems. All the problems associated with the traditional kind of things involving testing. And it's right here in Oakland.
It's a lot of students.
The judge was in Oakland. Yes, out of the 46,000 students who didn't pass the exam since March 1st, 28,000 are economically disadvantaged. And out of those, there's also 29,000 that are Hispanic that didn't pass, and 6,200 African-American students that didn't pass.
And a number of Asian students with language challenge problems. And so clearly the examination is not one that measures the true worth of students, because I got to assume that if those teachers had them all year actually evaluated them and said they were eligible to do high school work and should graduate, those teachers are a better indication. I've always said teachers were a better indication over a long period than one-shot testing, where students sometimes panic. It's like people making speeches. There are some people that are incredibly bright, but they cannot speak because they just freeze when it comes to an audience or anything of that nature, and you would grade them harshly on that basis. That's obviously not the way one should be evaluated after 4 years of high school.
No, there's something wrong when over 10% aren't passing. And you know the teachers are gearing up for this test.
Well, supposedly. It seems to me you could actually not learn anything in high school and just learn to pass the test. I actually did that two or three times in college. Subject matters that I didn't care anything about. I simply reviewed the test process, reviewed the previous tests that I could get my hands on, and made myself test ready, and literally, based on my obvious, you know, accumulation of knowledge, generally speaking, plus a sufficient amount of guile to get through the process, I ended up doing all right in those classes. So testing is not the be-all. Testing is an indicator, but not should be the decider, as Bush would say.
Let him be the decider.
Yeah, he is the decider.
Well, he's also the guy who's picking the CIA guy.
How about that?
Yeah, and that's still, it's still, nobody's sure if he should be the new CIA chief.
Well, and it's not Democrats who are raising hell about the CIA chief. It's Republicans. Mm-hmm. And the White House is, of course, circling the wagons in yesterday's activities. They're now dragging guys in by their earlobes, insisting that they embrace Mr. Hayden. But, you know, you run a real risk. If you don't embrace Hayden, the guy's going to be the CIA.
He's the head of the CIA. He's talking to Negroponte.
No question. All of a sudden, you know, the guys start looking into,
hey, how come I got audited again?
Yeah, was that really wine Will was drinking last night, or was that something else?
What are all these clicks on my phone?
Yeah, at that Vintner's event.
That was a good event.
Oh, it was a great event. And how about people paid $45 to get in there for a thimble full of wine of their choice from, I don't know, 70 or so.
Yeah, there were a lot of wineries.
And it was amazing. And there were so few bottles of wine on the table, though. That was a little disturbing. I knew that I wasn't going to get much when I knew the guy had three bottles of wine for a whole evening. Give me a break.
People swirling it and checking its legs on the glass. And I kept looking for the beer.
You actually said something to the lady about a beer. Yeah. The lady asked me, can I get you a drink? I said, absolutely. I'll take a vodka over the rocks and a wine glass.
Yes, for
double the
shot. Yeah.
She said, well, it's not that kind of party, Mr. Brown.
The taste of Sonoma had food, too, didn't it?
Yes, it did. That food. And had some good food. Some good-looking food.
There was
but
a guy
again,
with the sushi. Did you see the guy with the salmon in the back?
Yeah.
He was cutting up salmon. He had a big old fillet of salmon. It was a huge salmon. It must have been 3 or 4 pounds. So he's cutting up little sushi fillets. And then he had a blowtorch, and he was searing it right there. So it was seared salmon. But a blowtorch, it's such a convenient means of cooking.
And, you know, you talk about a taste of, right? That's what you got.
That's
a
what
taste.
You got, a taste.
You can keep going back.
Yeah, I know, but you don't want to look. You know, the two ladies kept watching me.
Yeah, you can't get away with that crap.
I planned for dinner there, frankly. I couldn't find the dessert. I did find the cheese and the grapes, though.
Ah.
There were cheese and grapes.
Yeah, on the corners.
That's right.
Yeah.
Cheese and grapes on the corners. I found that. But it was a good event, and I assume that at $45 a pop, there were probably several hundred people in there.
People getting their taste.
And I think maybe only two people scholarshiped.
That was us.
The two of us.
Now, yesterday on Keeping It Real with Will and Willie on 960, the Quake, Mr. Mayor, you said about the governor is going to really get a boost out of the signing of the $37 billion bond package that got passed. And that
little did I know how much of a boost the good governor got. He's on the front page of every paper in the state of California, at least today, in which he's there with the two legislative leaders,
Parada,
the Speaker,
Nunes.
And Don Parada, Nunes and Don Parada, and they are all saying, yeah, we will campaign together. Well, and then Jerry Brown, running for the Attorney General, when asked, will you campaign with, of course I'll campaign with the governor. All of a sudden, Mr. Wesley and Mr. Lee's got to say, hey, wait a minute, you know, we're in this party too. Can we? And they, of course, had to say, we support the bond measure, and we praise the two legislative leaders, but we don't think Mr. Schwarzenegger had anything to do with it. And then you look over on the contribution side, and everybody who owns a concrete operation, a steel operation, a truck operation, a backhoe, are giving him money.
A shovel.
Yeah.
A shovel.
A little wagon.
Anyhow.
A pail. I mean,
it's hard out there for a pimp.
He picked up, in a matter of several days, $5.1 million towards his campaign account. From builders, from developers,
million of it from them in the last 7 weeks.
Oh, it's incredible! So I didn't realize how accurate I was in my projections that I thought he would benefit, and he's obviously benefited. And he looked extremely relaxed. He was on every television station. It was the lead story on many of the television stations. Now that doesn't help your numbers, you know. Bush, eat your heart out. Arnold knows how to do it.
Well, Bush could do the same thing. If he proposed some sort of energy relief, if he proposed an incredible push towards alternative energy and a lot of money, you know, maybe 1 week in Iraq worth of money towards building finding new alternative energies. I think he could do the same thing. I think he could turn around his approval rating, which right now is seeking anvil levels.
Every day they continue to go down, and the Republicans are getting no relief because all of a sudden on the scandal side, another staffer pleaded guilty.
That's right.
Bob Nays, chief of staff, chief of staff.
Mr. Freedom Prize himself.
Yes, pleaded guilty, and he pleaded guilty to giving Bob Nays bribes. Now,
arranging for him, right?
That's right. Now, how do you not, if you're Bob Nay, know that you'd
the
better...
The hammer's coming down.
That passport you have, you better use it.
Rio's beautiful this time of year.
Or someplace where there's no extradition treaty. Mineola.
But, and there's rumors that Rove is going to be indicted.
They are out there.
Carl Rove.
But could you imagine, though, every day you wake up, Mr. Bush must be just apoplectic. He wakes up, his guy, CIA, opposition.
Michael Hayden.
Friend of his, former congressman, great supporter, chief of staff, indicted. The Iraqi war problem. People dying on patrol.
Every day.
The Iranian crisis. The Russians and the Chinese saying, oh, wait a minute. And the Brits, the Germans and the French, who formed that little EU union, are now wondering whether or not they too might want to take a different tack based upon the 17-page letter that this guy wrote, the president of Iran wrote. I mean, it's amazing how suddenly Condoleezza Rice is working through the middle of the night trying to explain the contents without giving them a copy of the letter. She won't give them a copy of the letter. What does the letter say? You know, just publish the damn letter. It's going to be leaked anyway.
That's right. Or he'll leak it. Ahmadinejad will leak it.
And he
or Scooter will leak it.
He probably knows what's in it.
Of course he knows what's in it.
It must be nice to have a leader of your country who can write.
But, you know, she's kind of being reduced now to what Adam Powell. You remember when Adam Powell had to go to the UN and try to explain this inconsistency in U.S. policy on a given issue? He became discredited fairly quickly. Well, now Condoleezza Rice, who was Miss Superstar 2 weeks ago, 3 weeks or 4 weeks ago, is now in the crucible, right in the eye of the storm. And then Newt Gingrich, by the way, is making noises about possibly being the Republican nominee for the presidency in 2008.
Oh, that's frightening.
Oh, man, but that's
President
good.
Newt.
That's
President
good.
Newt, man.
That means that my swearing off of participating in electoral politics right out the window. If Newt's in, I'm in.
President Newt. That's scarier than the Janet Reno swimsuit calendar.
We got a great show coming up today. That's a visual that won't leave you, I promise. We got a great show coming up today. We got PJ Corkery in the next segment, so stay tuned. He's going to tell us what's going on.
And at 7:18, we're keeping it real with Will and Willie on 960 The Quake.
What if I told you I could make your acne disappear and leave you with beautiful, healthy-looking skin? With all the acne promises out there, you're skeptical. So I'm going to prove it to you by sending you a risk-free 60-day trial of a remarkable product called Proactive Solution. Proactive was developed by dermatologists for you to use at home without spending hundreds of dollars on doctor visits. Call 1-800-770-3807 to find out how you can get a risk-free trial. Proactive combines prescription-grade acne medicine with soothing spa-quality botanicals to create a powerful acne-fighting system. Eliminate bumps and redness and prevent future outbreaks. It's a safe and simple product that will heal, hydrate, and soothe your skin while preventing breakouts. With over 7 million customers, Proactive is the best-selling acne system in America. To get your risk-free 60-day trial of Proactive Solution, just call 1-800-770-3807 and you'll become a believer. I know you have beautiful skin under your acne. Let Proactive prove it. Call 1-800-770-3807 for your free trial. 1-800-770-3807.
Join KKSF this summer at the East Bay Regional Park District's Fresh Tracks Hiking Program. Every third Saturday through September, KKSF and the Park District will host a leisurely hike in an East Bay park, followed up by a Wendy Vineyards catered lunch and live KKSF jazz performance. To find out more on this great program, visit ebparks.org.
Business leaders need help with tapping great talent, restructuring, or retraining your staff? Don't miss the Life After the Layoff business and networking event May 11th from 5:30 to 7:30. Network with business leaders and receive a valuable employment business toolkit. Call now at 650-802-6500 or lifeafterthelayoff.org.
Comcast is the leader in high-definition television, offering both local and national HD channels not available on satellite. So if you're into movies, sports, or just amazing clarity, then Comcast Digital Cable is the only way to go. And if you don't have time to watch your shows while they're being aired, then record them with Comcast DVR. Pause live TV or watch one show while recording another. For more information on Comcast's great broadband products, including high-speed internet, call 1-800-COMCAST, 1-800-COMCAST, or go to Comcast.net.
The smell of garlic. And the sound. Listen to that garlic sizzling in the wok. Oh, nice. I can almost taste it. I love my job. I'm a chef at Panda Express. And I just can't get enough of all the smells, sounds, and sights of our Chinese kitchen. Right now, we're featuring our exciting garlic creations. Get into a Panda Express and experience them for yourself.
At the 2006 Wente Vineyards Concert Series, it's about more than just the music. Our wines go as well with your favorite artists as they do with a specially prepared menu. And the intimate setting among the hills and vineyards bring you so close to the stage, you can almost touch your favorite stars. Like Blues Traveler, Heart, Chris Isaak, and more. Click on the Wente logo in your online media player right now to order tickets. Or call 925-456-2424. That's 925-456-2424. Tickets also available at all Ticketmaster locations.
Hurry into Mattress Discounters today, where you'll always find quality brands like Sealy Posturepedic, Simmons Beauty Rest, Tempur-Pedic Pressure Relieving Swedish Mattresses, and the Sleep Number Bed by Select Comfort at everyday low prices. Plus, on approved credit, you'll get free financing for a year with no down payment, no monthly payments, and no interest for 12 months. Mattress Discounters, quality brands, discount prices.
Have a good night.
Or can't find your dream job? You hit the jackpot. Join Peninsula Works at the Life After the Layoff event, May 11th from 3:30 to 7:30. Meet the job squad for job counseling, info on hot jobs, prizes, and more. Call 650-802-6500 or lifeafterthelayoff.org.
It's 7:21 on this Tuesday morning, and live from the Hotel Vitale, we're keeping it real with Will and Willie. And come by and sit down in this beautiful lounge we have at the corner of Mission Embarcadero anytime on a weekday from 7 to 10 and join in. And right now, joining in the conversation from the Examiner, P.J. Corkery. Good morning.
Good morning. And here's some news off the press. The circulation figures, paid circulation figures for newspapers for the last 6 months are in. And leading the losers is Hearst's San Francisco Chronicle. Paid circulation down 15.4% since November. And in the previous 6 months, circulation for the Chronicle was also down 16%. Well, told when you add up the little figures, it's a circulation loss in a year of about 30% of their paid circulation. Chronicle spokeswoman says, well, we're discarding less valuable circulation, by which they mean copies that are delivered to hotels and delivered in bulk. But a newspaper analyst, stock analyst, is quoted in the New York Times this morning and on the AP as saying, how many times can they cry wolf? This decline is part of a real decline. And if you want to look for a reason, you have to actually go to a very intelligent piece in the Chronicle today. Leah Garchik, back, she interviews Gay Talese, who was in town. And Talese speaks on the savagery being inflicted on Barry Bonds. He had a very colorful image. He says, Barry Bonds said it's like he's being dragged along the Stations of the Cross from city to city, pilloried. And Bonds says, you know, one of the problems here is the journalism, which is determined just continuously to beat up on him. And Talese, who is a veteran, I believe, of the great New York Herald Tribune, and Clay Felker says, you know, one of the problems is that newspapers have forgotten that you can still be cogent and cutting but still respectful. The problem, he says, is today papers just want to beat up on everyone. So I think that's
there's something else about Barry as well. There's something that doesn't inspire a lot of charity.
Well, he's certainly not the nicest guy in the world and not approachable, but, you know, neither was Ted Williams.
No.
And,
Ty Cobb.
These are not superstars. Are not typically nice people. But it does seem to me, you know, that there is this kind of beat up on Bonds thing that's going around. You look at the papers around the country as the Giants move from city to city, and it's really getting kind of ugly.
There's an editorial today in the Chronicle, another editorial against Barry Bonds.
Yeah,
another editorial against Barry Bonds.
Maybe they misread the public.
And simultaneously, the U.S. attorney subpoenaed the two reporters from the Chronicle and said, not only should you come, but you better bring the copy of that classified material, that material that you received allegedly. And the Chronicle says, we're going to resist those subpoenas. We're not going to tell you who, where, when, or what, or why.
But that was one of the things that you called for.
Absolutely. I say you're holding on to stolen property.
Yeah.
And if you were just a regular citizen who had some government property that had been pilfered, yesterday down in one of those counties in Riverside, they were chasing some lady about some Jimmy Choo shoes. It was a great traffic chase. Oh, a woman stole the pair of Jimmy Choo shoes.
And she threw the shoes
at the police car. A lot of people could have been injured. The two reporters, they should throw the papers at the government as the government chases them with subpoenas. Can you see it now? That guy Wada and Williams throwing the subpoenas back like the lady did the Jimmy Choo shoes.
I think one of the ironies here is that the Chronicle has, and it's objecting to the subpoenas, has said essentially, I paraphrase, that the Chronicle will not do the bidding of the government of the prosecution. Yet isn't what they did in the first place. I was floored. You know, this is when, you know, what story are you reading? They're saying we're not going to be part of any government prosecution. Yet what they did by printing this leaked and material, we don't know how true it is, we don't know how complete it is just part of somebody's effort to destroy a guy. Now maybe he needs destroying, but that's what you have courts for.
And the other 30% translate into 100,000 readers or more no longer there?
The circulation now is, as of March 30th, is 398,000, and it's down from about 30%. It's down from about 450. It is now a smaller newspaper in circulation than the Newark Star Ledger of New Jersey.
Wow.
But it's the steepest decline of
Newark Star of New Jersey is a better read.
Yeah, apparently the readers think so. But I don't think anyone in New Jersey read. So this is
PJ Corcoran is with us here on 960 The Quake. And as always, he brings interesting information. And you're right about the Lear Garcek column. It was a better accounted of a personality in the city.
Yeah.
Then Mr. Talese was here, and I guess he's still here. What else is happening, PJ?
Well, the other thing which is just sort of bugging me, I don't know if you happen to see it on Sunday, was the interview by the Buffalo Bully Boy, Tim Russert, of Madam Leader.
The Buffalo Bully Boy.
And this was, Russet on Meet the Press, you know, aside from that, an AIM tagline, if it's Sunday, it's Meet the Press. I mean, what's with that? But at any rate, I mean, the interviews are usually not bad, but he treated Nancy Pelosi, as a blogger said, as if she were Eva Braun. I mean, he just, I thought that Russet was at least a residual Democrat in there, but he just, I've never seen a cabinet secretary, a Bush cabinet secretary, get the kind of hostile treatment he gave the leader.
I kept hoping she'd yell back at him, but she was such a lady. Yeah. I was hoping she'd yell back at him, Tim, I didn't subpoena you, Fitzgerald did, because it was clear hostility. I mean, real hostility, even to the point of yelling at her, just say it. You want to get rid of the tax cut, don't you? Just say it. Can you imagine an interviewer engaging in that conduct?
Well, that's the same way that he treated Vice President Cheney whenever he has him on. He badgers.
Sorry.
That was
Will, I think the word is grubble.
Yeah.
When Cheney is on. I mean, there's a guy.
You don't want to be shot.
Yeah, there's a blogger named Sherman Yellen who is on the Huffington Post this morning, and he writes, he said, Tim Russet needs all the help he can get these days. Little Russ looks like a Kennedy cousin. One of those jolly miscreants cleared of criminal charges through the intercession of powerful friends. A man who took a pledge to annoy the innocent and grovel before the guilty on Meet the Press.
Wow.
He can, and I go on quoting, he can grill Nancy Pelosi as if she was Eva Braun while pussyfooting with some Republican blowhard senator. And then it goes on to critique Miss Pelosi essentially for not yelling back.
Which is Willie Brown's theory.
Which is his point. I mean, he said we need more Churchill and less Church Lady. Madam Leader, I thought she did fine. But I if you get involved in the details of Russet's behavior over the years, you see he's entirely inconsistent about protecting sources. Sometimes he does, sometimes he doesn't. But I thought he was carrying water for Staney, the representative from Maryland who
Hoyer.
Ran. Hoyer. He seemed to, my reading,
Maryland.
He seemed to be doing bidding for Staney, who opposed Nancy Pelosi.
If you didn't see it, he treated Nancy like she was Don Rumsfeld, like I would treat Don Rumsfeld. He had a quote from last year and then a quote from this year, and he says those two things inconsistent. She says a lot of things occurred in 12 months, Tim. Why would I still be?
Great answer.
That is a nice answer.
And we're here with P.J. Corcoran of The Examiner, keeping it real with Will and Willie on 960 The Quake. And P.J., one of the things that you just touched on, the 15% drop in the circulation in the last 6 months for The Chronicle, I wonder if any of our Quake listeners has dropped The Chronicle and would like to tell us why at 866-960-5753. If you've dropped your newspaper subscriptions, 866-960-5753, or anything else that's on your mind, you can go to the website, quakeradio.com. Contact us button, click email, Will and Willie.
And, Mom, if you call, they're going to recognize the number.
Right now, in for John Scott, we got Andy Jordan with the news, weather, and traffic on 960 The Quake.
It is 7:31. I'm Andy Jordan. Let's head to the Cronport Traffic Center. Cronport, home of the 9 o'clock news. This report brought to you by the Hyundai Challenge. All right, San Francisco is where we start. Southbound 280 after 25th. Look out for a car that's stalled in the right lane. Stop and go a lot of places. Southbound 680 between 242 North Main Street, out around Concord. Vallejo westbound 80 between Magazine and Central Avenue. Down to South San Francisco. From the tip line, southbound 101 at Grand Avenue, report of a car fire on the shoulder there. Thanks, James, from the tip line. And Castro Valley, northbound 238 between 580 and Hesperian, slow and go as well. All BART trains are on time. Hyundai, where the Hyundai Challenge is in full swing, inviting people to challenge the status quo and to see how Hyundai stacks up against the competition. Ready to start your challenge? Head to your Hyundai dealer or visit thehyundaichallenge.com today. Here's what's happening right now on 960 The Quake. California's high school exit exam may be on hold. An Alameda County Superior Court judge issued a tentative ruling yesterday saying he is likely to prohibit the exam from taking effect this year. The judge sided with attorneys who say the exam discriminates against poor students and those who are learning English. The judge will hold a hearing today in Oakland. State School Superintendent Jack O'Connell defended the exam.
Independent research clearly shows that because of the California high school exit exam, students are working harder and learning more than ever before.
One of the major developers of a new and greener Treasure Island has bought the Aquarium of the Bay at Pier 39 in San Francisco. Darius Anderson won in a bidding war that involved, get this, Orlando-based Ripley Entertainment. The Chronicle reports the sale brings closer a plan to turn the aquarium into a nonprofit center for education and research about the San Francisco Bay ecosystem. More labor woes for nurses in the Bay Area. Nearly 400 nurses in San Mateo County will walk off the job for 2 days next week, the 17th and 18th. They're protesting stalled contract negotiations with San Mateo County. The strike will include nurses at more than 40 locations, including jails, acute care facilities, and mental health offices. Talks broke down last week at issue retiree health benefits, a new pension plan, and salaries. All right, Quake weather. Sunshine continues on our shoulders today, and in fact, all this week. You'll see some early morning low clouds and fog as per normal, but sunshine is in order all week, highs near 70. Keeping it real with Will and Willie continues. I'm Andy Jordan on 960 The Quake.
Are you tired of sitting on the sidelines, watching as others make big profits in the market and your investments just sit there collecting dust? Well, what if there was a way to get in the game and start generating real wealth, real profit? To become an active, profitable trader regardless of your experience level or whether the market is going up or down? And what if there was a way you could do it for free? Introducing TopTrader, a proven system that shows you the tips, tricks, and secrets the pros use on Wall Street for free. That's right, free.
I continue to pull in between $7,500 and $10,000 a week.
Developed by two guys that have made more money in the market in 35 years than most of us could dream of. TopTrader's proven system gives you the tools you need to succeed and get rich.
There isn't an easier way to get rich.
Call now and we'll rush you a free CD that shows just how easy it really is. Come on, it's a free CD. 1-800-440-7572. That's 1-800-440-7572. 1-800-440-7572.
Face it, you've got less than perfect credit, which makes getting a new computer almost impossible. That's because while you're looking at your future, everyone else is too busy looking at your history, your credit history. At Blue Hippo, we say forget the past. That's right. We believe you deserve a brand new computer regardless of your credit history. In fact, we won't even check your credit score. Call Blue Hippo today, and before you know it, a brand new PC will be delivered right to your door. But hurry. For a limited time, we'll throw in a free, brand new 20-inch flat panel TV with built-in tuner and speakers. It's ultra-thin, so you can hang it on a wall. And we'll include a free color printer. It's all yours, free, when you call and order now. All credit is accepted, so you will not be turned down. Call 1-800-997-5507. No matter what your credit history looks like, Blue Hippo believes you deserve a break. Call 1-800-997-5507. That's 1-800-997-5507.
Great television experiences are always ready for you with Comcast. With the convenience of on-demand, crystal-clear high-definition, and all the best movies, sports, and kid shows, it's Comcastic. Call 1-800-COMCAST or go to Comcast.net for more information.
This is Jeff Diamond, and we're talking to the creator of Right Size Smoothies, Steve Bostic.
I just got off the phone with a woman who ordered Right Size. Her name is Joni, and she'd already lost 12 pounds, and she was so excited. She said this is the first time that she's tried a weight loss product that actually worked for her.
When you drink a Right Size Smoothie, you feel like you're full, and that's what you're looking for, isn't it?
We call it the Hunger Smash and Smoothie. We've developed a cutting-edge appetite manager called Appamine. It's in the smoothie. You drink the smoothie. It knocks out your appetite. It helps you burn more calories and you take in safely and without being hungry. And as you know, that's what leads to weight loss. It's a great product.
And you're going to let people try this for free for 2 weeks.
It's the best deal that anybody's ever offered on a weight loss product. You don't pay anything up front. You try the product free for 2 full weeks, see how it works for you, and either you lose the weight or you never pay for it.
Here's the phone number, 1-800-422-1271. The phone number for Right Size Smoothies, 1-800-422-1271. 1-800-422-1271.
This House Democratic leader, Nancy Pelosi.
Hi, this is Barney Frank.
Hi, this is Margaret Cho.
Hello, I'm Michael Stitt.
This is Ted Kennedy.
This is Willie Brown.
This is John Kerry.
Hello, I'm Mike Myers.
This is Senator Barbara Boxer.
Hi, this is Jackson Brown.
Hi, it's Randy Rose.
Hello, this is George McGovern.
I'm Al Franken.
This is Ed Schultz.
Hey, guys, this is Will Durst.
These are our rock stars. San Francisco's progressive talk station, 960 The Quake.
It's been a hard day's night, and I've been working like a dog.
And it's only Tuesday, 7:38. Keep it real with Will and Willie on 960 The Quake. I'm Paul Wells here with Will Durst, P.J. Corkery, our mayor, Willie Brown.
You know, PJ, you were talking about newspaper circulation dropping, and you were talking about, and you read from the bloggers. Isn't that some kind of a connection between newspapers and bloggers?
Well, I think certainly there is that, you know, Frank Rich from the New York Times was around a couple of weeks ago, and he told me, he said that a million people a day read by the print edition of the New York Times, but 10 million people a day read it on the Internet. And what they find, and this is true of almost all newspapers, is the people who buy the print edition are typically over 40. People who look at it online are typically under 40. But, you know, the crossover is great. I mean, 5 years ago, I used to get 5 newspapers delivered to my door. The Chronicle, the Examiner, the Financial Times, Wall Street Journal, and the LA Times when you could get it, and the Mercury News when you couldn't. Today, I just get one. And and I drive across to Oakland to get a newspaper, an out-of-town newspaper. You know, now if I can't get it on the laptop, you know, I'm not concerned. So I'm a crossover. But what also happened this weekend is Warren Buffett, the man who owns Berkshire Hathaway, whose stock is trading at above $80,000 a share. Had his annual stockholders meeting in Omaha, Nebraska, and they had 24,000 people out there. It was like Burning Man for capitalists. And, you know, because the people who were there don't look like your ordinary or cartoon capitalists. They look like they belong at Woodstock. And Buffett owns shares in the Washington Post and other newspapers. And someone asked him and said, are you going to get out of the newspaper business? Are you going to sell your stocks? And he said, absolutely not. We're not selling the newspaper stocks. The business is in transition. It's got to find a new way, a hybrid thing. But we're going to stick with the newspaper business. The other thing about Buffett that I like is that his company, Berkshire Hathaway, owns more than 60 companies. By the way, Berkshire Hathaway is sitting today on cash reserves of $42 billion.
With a B.
With a B. $42 billion. That's what they have in their piggy bank. They own everything from Benjamin Moore paints, Fruit of the Loom, to Dairy Queen. It's a thing. And one of their companies is See's Candies, which has an old California history. There is a See's Candies shop on Polk Street, right near California. And it was the first See's Candy store to open up in San Francisco, opened up in the Depression. And at that time, that neighborhood was kind of a posh neighborhood, sort of like Laurel Village, something like that. It's declined over the years, but See's Candies stays there. And one of the old-timers in the company said, we will never close that store. We don't make a profit on that store, but we'll never close it. It was our first store here, and we still feel...
For sentimental reasons.
Yeah, we still feel, and we feel it still adds to the neighborhood.
Oh, it does.
And
yeah.
See's Candy is headed in this town by a guy named Chuck Huggins.
Yeah.
Who's married to Donna Huggins, the lady who's doing the restoration fundraising for the Palace of Fine Arts. And they're also the people that sponsored the fireworks on New Year's Eve here in the city. So See's Candy is a big deal.
And she was also Lily Coit.
She was Lily Coit.
For the earthquake 100th anniversary.
The two of them together and separately, they're great San Franciscans. They believe in San Francisco. You know, they believe in the spirit of the place. And it's terrific. They keep this little store open all the time.
We ask callers to tell us why they might have dropped their papers, their newspapers, and we have Barb in Berkeley. Good morning. You're on 960 The Quake with Will Durst and Willie Brown.
And our guest, P.J. Corkery.
Good morning.
Good morning, Melody. How are you?
Doing pretty good. The reason I dropped the Chronicle was many facets, and one of the reasons was that I could never get a scent-free paper. They would advertise for Macy's with perfumes. It wasn't enough to just tell people about the perfume, but they had to actually stink up the newspaper with it.
Scent-free paper.
Right. I could not get a scent-free paper.
Well, that's not the scent that other people are thinking that they get from the Chronicle.
That's a funny one.
But then on top of it, they, you know, your guest had said something about delivered to the door, five newspapers. Well, you can't get a paper delivered to the door. You're lucky if it gets it to the curb.
Yeah. But my problem is that, you know, I live in a large building with, I have all these yupster neighbors whose ethics and morals are just deplorable. If I don't pick up the Financial Times by 8 in the morning, they feel it's theirs for the taking.
Oh,
let's
no.
check out Stephen in Oakland.
No.
Yeah. See what he has to say about the Chronicle losing circulation. Good morning. You're on The Quake. P.J. Corkery is our guest with Will and Willie. Stephen?
Oh, yes. Hello there. Hi.
Hello.
Good morning, guys. Good to talk to you again. You know, I'm a news junkie, so even when I moved to far east Contra Costa County in Oakley, I still subscribe to the Chronicle as well as the Contra Costa Times. The point you were making about the, I guess there's a new report today about the Chronicle's loss of circulation, and I guess I have to parrot Warren Buffett in that it's just part of a larger picture that needs to be looked at, because even though the Chronicle's print circulation is down, I'd be willing to bet that their online readership has increased with the Gate and SFChronicle.com. I know that even though I read two newspapers a day, I also look at just about every newspaper online during my work hours.
You are really hip. Stephen, I must tell you, you're really hip. You've got the...
Busy man.
Oh, man. You sound like a kind of a shield for the Chronicle.
Stephen Falk. Yeah. Well, I think, you know, in fact, some of the decline is because people are crossing over to the Internet. But what's worrisome about the Chronicle figures is their loss is much greater than the loss experienced by other newspapers. Most of the losses by other newspapers are 1% and 2%, and that's the translation from people migrating online. But a 15%, that's double digits, and that's quite a severe drop. Though, you know, the website, the SF Gate, is a pretty good website.
Yeah, they've won awards for that website.
Yeah, I think it's rather well done. It's not just a facsimile of the print edition. They have original content, and they promote, that is, they publicize feature stories.
You know, the New York Times now charges you for that New York Times summary.
Yeah.
Have you ever seen that New York Times summary?
Mm-hmm.
They eliminate the need to read the whole newspaper.
Right.
And they do about 8 or 9 pages every day. Yeah. And it is really the short way to get through the New York Times quickly.
And the other thing on the New York Times website, the New York Times website is the model of the new hybrid newspaper. It's a really well-done website. One of the features on it is that it lets you know what stories people are looking at. What are the most popular stories? What are the most emailed stories? And it's fascinating to see what's on people's minds.
Are you invited to Kimberly's wedding?
Am I invited to Kimberly's wedding? No.
Just as an aside.
No, we heard all about it. I was rather surprised. I thought she was going out with a different guy, but, you know, things happen in a New York minute.
No, she's going out with a guy that owns dressers and nightstands and bed frames.
Oh, yeah. Is that what he does? Designer furniture?
Yes, we ought to hook him up with Sleep Train.
Well, then you can get the two of them to pose on one of your Sleep Train numbermatic beds.
But Kimberly Guilford, the former wife of our good mayor, is in 2 weeks, she will be married to a guy who's the heir to a family fortune involving furniture in the East Coast. It's a well-known furniture operation in the East Coast, not like IKEA, but something.
It's very high end.
High end.
Compared to IKEA.
Yeah. Oh, I see. Okay. but he's very well to do. He was a Calvin Klein model. So, in fact, you have a merger, a Calvin Klein model with a Victoria's Secrets model.
Well, I can hardly wait for the pictures.
Thank you. P.J. Corkery, always a guest on Tuesday. Always good to see you from the Examiner.
Thank you.
A little bit of housekeeping to do, and then we have our Burst of Durst this morning at 7:50. You know, you have the best mom in the world, perhaps, and this Sunday is Mother's Day, and we still have a shot for you to do 960 minutes of progressive pampering, but that only has to be expressed in 96 words or less, really. We don't need 960 words. You know, with inflation and the gas prices going up, we've taken the number of words you need to express yourself down. So,
in reality, the guy who was reading the stuff complained.
And he was the one who wrote 960 to begin with. So in 96 words or less, the progressive pampering for Mother's Day weekend, a two-night stay right here at the Hotel Vitale, where we broadcast from on a Friday and Saturday night. This Friday and Saturday night, a spa treatment, flowers, dinner for two, and a cruise on the bay and more. And for details and rules, go to quakeradio.com, click on contest. That's quakeradio.com and click on contest. Here's one from Chris and Katie Wong of Mountain View. She pampers us year-round by remembering things about us and for us. Whether it's our dental appointments, our favorite snacks, or a school event, Mom is always ready to bake or drive or otherwise support us. We just want her to know that we love her. That's sweet. From the Wong Kids in Mountain View, and the Burst of Durst is in our next segment. Keep it real with Will and Willie on 960 The Quake.
Thank you for calling to learn more about the See Clearly method.
What's the catch?
Excuse me?
The catch. Your radio commercial said you can improve my eyesight so I won't be dependent on my glasses and contacts. There has to be a catch.
No catch, sir. Our optometrists believe that you can indeed better your vision with the See Clearly method.
It's surgery, right? Expensive surgery?
No, no surgery, no drugs, no catches. The See Clearly method is a revolutionary approach to better vision that doesn't require drugs or surgery. Oh, but there is one thing I forgot to mention.
I knew it. A catch.
I can give you a free video that will tell you all about it.
A free video. Hey, wait a minute. That's a good thing.
We know it sounds unbelievable, but the See Clearly method can improve bad vision naturally without drugs or surgery. See for yourself by calling for our free video to preview the See Clearly method. Call 1-800-522-6121. Call now before you get sidetracked and forget. Your vision is too important. For your free video, call 1-800-522-6121. That's 1-800-522-6121.
Comcast Digital Cable has hundreds of channels of the most requested programming with about 30 local channels and includes on-demand with thousands of shows and movies to watch whenever you want. Comcast is the leader in high-definition television offering both local and national HD channels not available on satellite. So if you're into sports, movies, or just amazing clarity, then Comcast Digital Cable is the only way to go. And if you don't have time to watch your shows while they're being aired, then record them with Comcast DVR. Pause live TV, watch one show while recording another. The
DVR is inside the cable box, so no extra equipment is necessary. With Comcast high-speed internet, you'll get blazing fast connections and 100% pure broadband features such as click-and-play videos and web-based email. They've recently upgraded the upstream and downstream speeds for all of their customers at no extra cost. Now you can enjoy even quicker uploads and downloads of photo, video, and music files. Call 1-800-COMCAST, 1-800-COMCAST, or go to Comcast.net. Cable and internet, Comcast.net.
Business leaders, do you need help with tapping great talent, restructuring, or retraining your staff? Don't miss the Life After the Layoff business and networking event May 11th from 5:30 to 7:30. Enjoy food, prizes, and a valuable employment business toolkit. Most importantly, you'll be networking with Bay Area business leaders and locally elected officials. Space for this event is limited, so call now to reserve your seat at 650-802-6500 or go to lifeafterthelayoff.org. That's 650-802-6500 or log on to lifeafterthelayoff.org.
Listen up, people. This is the King of Car Loans, Mike Frega. If you call 1-800-FRESH-START, you get one thing no one else can give you. That's me, Mike Frega. I don't own a car dealership. I'm not even a general manager. You don't buy cars from owners and general managers. But if you call 1-800-FRESH-START, you get an appointment with me, Mike Frega. I've got hundreds of credit unions and the nation's most aggressive lenders. And by the way, I'm still looking for somebody with 8 auto repossessions. Call 1-800-FRESH-START, and I'll give you that fresh start you've been looking for. That's 1-800-FRESH-START. And don't forget my competition. That's 1-800-NOT-SO-FRESH-START. Approval of credit, subject to prior sale, whatever.
Hello?
Honey, it's Roger.
Are you okay?
No, I'm stuck in a meeting. And Stevens Creek GMC is having a huge sale on 06 Yukon Denalis. $11,000 off retail, and we get $100 in gas for taking a test drive.
Oh, finally! The whole family in one car. You, me, Jimmy, Timmy, Sammy, Cindy, and Roger Jr.
And room for one more. It fits 8.
Not a chance, honey.
Yukon Denali XLs. On sale now at Stevens Creek GMC. On the web at trucksonthecreek.com.
Schultz. Now on afternoons from 1 to 4 p.m., back to Keeping It Real with Will and Willie on 960 The Quake.
It's a burst of Durst, a daily commentary from Will Durst.
And at 7:52, Will, it's your turn.
Boy, thank you, Paul. Speaking about a CIA appointment, President George Bush said about four-star General Michael Hayden, he's the right man to lead the CIA at this critical moment in our nation's history. Funny, that's real similar to what he said about Porter Goss, his previous appointment to head the CIA. Here's his quote about Goss 18 months ago. He's the right man to lead the CIA at this critical moment in our nation's history. Thank God he was able to find these two right men for the CIA at their critical moments in our nation's history. That's all Bush knows. Right men. He doesn't know any wrong men. He doesn't know any left men. He doesn't know any right women. Just right men. And every point in time for this guy is a critical moment in our nation's history. And I have a question. Just exactly why is every point in time a critical moment in our nation's history? I'll tell you why every point in time is a critical moment in our nation's history. Because George Bush is president. That's why. He has a unique ability to make nap time at a preschool a critical moment in our nation's history. Because even the five-year-olds are on pins and needles wondering what incredible blunder President Doofus is going to make next. Let us pray for a day when George Bush will be considered the wrong man for a not-so-critical moment in our nation's history. Like in November of 07, when his impeachment trial starts. And that's your burst of Durst for today.
And that's a prediction that I want everybody to focus on.
November of 07.
Because I will resign as a talk show host and representative. I want to negotiate to plea. He should share a cell.
No. We give him some sort of little exile. We put him in Outer Mongolia or something.
You don't want him with Massawi?
No. That's right. He does deserve.
Did you see where Massawi today?
Oh, my God.
Announced that he should be allowed to withdraw his plea. He now knows that Americans are fair, and he believes that a fair trial will acquit him completely because he had nothing to do with the 9/11 attack. He's lying. He was never a part of it. And he just said what he said on the stands because he had so much contempt for this country. Now he has less contempt.
Nice try.
Boy, the Bush team does it again. They've converted another
hater. It's just amazing that he can say the things that he said in the trial, then come out and say, well, I didn't mean that.
Do-over.
Do-over. Is it because he wasn't granted the martyrdom that he really wanted?
I think he should file on the basis that he was not adequately represented. His lawyer was no good.
He could get a new trial based on that.
He was his own lawyer.
That would be a great thing, though, if you got if you were guilty and you pled guilty and then
You can do that.
And then you said, oh, wait a minute, I'm not guilty.
Oh, yeah, you can ask to have your guilty plea set aside. As a matter of fact, that may be what happens in the Balco case, because Greg Anderson negotiated a plea for a disposition of his matter. In addition, he was supposed to cooperate with the authorities. And apparently, now the authorities are suggesting that maybe he isn't cooperating enough. Although he served the time under the condition of the deal, They want to go back to court and tell the court they would like to vacate their commitment to him, force him to go retry the case, and he'd better get a good lawyer to stop that nonsense, because they're arguing that he never met the conditions of his component of the deal, although he's already served the time.
The complete time.
He's already served all the time under the deal. And so they are arguing. And, of course, his lawyer is going to jail. His lawyer was that lawyer that got busted for failing to file income tax. Tony Sierra. Tony Sierra?
Tony Sierra?
He's going to jail. Well, he was Greg Anderson's lawyer. So now, all of a sudden, when the government is thinking about attacking him in the Balco case, his lawyer is in jail. And my guess is Anderson probably is broke. Yeah. He certainly can't sell anymore whatever he was selling.
Cream.
Yeah.
Clear cream
or whatever he was selling.
Cream.
So it's an interesting thing.
Cream.
Nobody except Willie Brown will be paying any attention to this esoteric.
Well, are you offering to defend this man pro bono?
No. I want bonds. I want the guy that can afford me. I am no longer a pro bono lawyer.
But you are a pro bono radio talk show host.
Oh, tell me about it. And then Clear Channel
the
syndicates Whoopi.
I know, what is that?
Yeah. I am
Paul? What's going on here?
We're not appreciated. We're just not appreciated.
They know a good idea when they see it. Wake up with Whoopi. Will and Will.
We love you, too, Paul.
I see. We were second choice. He tried to get Whoopi, apparently.
Sure, yeah, I can see it now.
No.
Wake up with Whoopi and Paul.
Well, I know.
He's thinking about it. Look at it. You could do the music since she's going to do music.
She's still with Ted Danson? Is there an opening for me?
No. Well, that's good. Eight back.
That's like three husbands away.
You know.
That would be nice. We have Matthew Continetti, the author of The K Street Gang, The Rise and Fall of the Republican Machine, in the next segment, the inside view on DeLay and his crowd, with Abramoff included. Yeah. We're keeping it real with Will and Willie on 960 The Quake.
What if I told you I could make your acne disappear and leave you with beautiful, healthy-looking skin? With all the acne promises out there, you're skeptical. So I'm going to prove it to you by sending you a risk-free 60-day trial of a remarkable product called Proactive Solution. Proactive was developed by dermatologists for you to use at home without spending hundreds of dollars on doctor visits. Call 1-800-770-3807 to find out how you can get a risk-free trial. Proactive combines prescription-grade acne medicine with soothing spa-quality botanicals to create a powerful acne-fighting system. Eliminate bumps and redness and prevent future outbreaks. It's a safe and simple product that will heal, hydrate, and soothe your skin while preventing breakouts. With over 7 million customers, Proactive is the best-selling acne system in America. To get your risk-free 60-day trial of Proactive Solution, just call 1-800-770-3807 and you'll become a believer. I know you have beautiful skin under your acne. Let Proactive prove it. Call 1-800-770-3807 for your free trial. 1-800-770-3807.
The voice of the progressive lives here.
Broadcasting in HD Digital, this is KQKE, Oakland, San Francisco, San Jose, 960, The Quake.
CNN Radio, I'm Jim Ribble. The Senate's about to consider a bill that could do away with insurance coverage for mammograms.
Join KKSF this summer at the East Bay Regional Park District's Fresh Tracks Hiking Program. Every third Saturday through September, KKSF and the Park District will host a leisurely hike in an East Bay park, followed up by a Wente Vineyards catered lunch and live KKSF jazz performance. To find out more on this great program, visit ebparks.org.
Monday is the cutoff date to sign up, and Mr. Bush is urging Medicare recipients to pick one of the packages being offered. He says it means getting the lowest possible premiums and saving money on prescriptions. The AARP's George Kellerman says his group is trying to help seniors make the right choices.
It's the biggest change in the history of Medicare. So to help alleviate some of that fear of the unknown, we're doing a lot of outreach, working with beneficiaries, working with those on Medicare in the community to help them understand this, make sense of it.
Florida Governor Jeb Bush has declared a state of emergency because of brush fires near New Smyrna Beach, northeast of Orlando. The fires destroyed some homes and shut down highways. Parts of Interstate 95, though, that had been closed have since been reopened. The most trusted name in news. This is CNN Radio.
Comcast is the leader in high-definition television, offering both local and national HD channels not available on satellite. So if you're into movies, sports, or just amazing clarity, then Comcast Digital Cable is the only way to go. And if you don't have time to watch your shows while they're being aired, then record them with Comcast DVR. Pause live TV or watch one show while recording another. For more information on Comcast's great broadband products, including high-speed internet, call 1-800-COMCAST, 1-800-COMCAST, or go to Comcast.net.
The smell of garlic. And the sound. Listen to that garlic sizzling in the wok. Oh, nice. I can almost taste it. I love my job. I'm a chef at Panda Express. And I just can't get enough of all the smells, sounds, and sights of our Chinese kitchen. Right now, we're featuring our exciting garlic creations. Get into a Panda Express and experience them for yourself.
Business leaders need help with tapping great talent, restructuring, or retraining your staff? Don't miss the Life After the Layoff business and networking event May 11th from 5:30 to 7:30. Network with business leaders and receive a valuable employment business toolkit. Call now at 650-802-6500 or lifeafterthelayoff.org.
Searching for your dream home? Go to quakeradio.com, keyword real estate, to find some of the Bay Area's top real estate professionals like Century 21, Crystal Estates, Pacific Union, and many, many more. The best way to start your search is with keywords on quakeradio.com.
Are you tired of sitting on the sidelines, watching as others make big profits in the market and your investments just sit there collecting dust? Well, what if there was a way to get in the game and start generating real wealth, real profit? To become an active, profitable trader, regardless of your experience level or whether the market is going up or down. And what if there was a way you could do it for free? Introducing Top Trader, a proven system that shows you the tips, tricks, and secrets the pros use on Wall Street for free. That's right, free.
I continue to pull in between $7,500 and $10,000 a week.
Developed by two guys that have made more money in the market in 35 years than most of us could dream of. Top Trader's proven system gives you the tools you need to succeed and get rich.
There isn't an easier way to get rich.
Call now and we'll rush you a free CD that shows just how easy it really is. Come on, it's a free CD. 1-800-440-7572. That's 1-800-440-7572. 1-800-440-7572.
San Francisco's Progressive Talk.
Progressive Talk.
960 The Quake.
Here's a Quake traffic check from the Cron 4 Traffic Center. Cron 4, home of the 9 o'clock news.
4 minutes past 8 o'clock, this report brought to you by Albertsons, helping make your life easier. Out to Pinal, westbound 80 before Pinal Valley Road. Sig alert because of increased delays out there. You're going to be backed up from Magazine Street. A car is reported to be on fire on the shoulder. The right lane was already closed because of that landslide 2 weeks ago. South San Francisco also slow and go southbound 101 at Grand Avenue. Also from a tip line there, a report of a car fire on the shoulder. Put out for now, but he says the traffic is slowing on the northbound side as well because of onlookers. Altamont Pass westbound 580 between North Glen Road and Santa Rita. You're going to find it slow and go at this hour as well. Northbound 101 between 280 and the lower deck. Stop and go. All 59 bar trains are on time. What's for dinner? How about Albertson's Blue Ribbon Beef, hand-selected and hand-trimmed for exceptional flavor and quality, only at Albertson's, helping make your life easier. We'll have the latest on California's exit exam, the very latest with that coming up at the bottom of the hour. Keeping it real with Will and Willie starts now on San Francisco's Progressive Talk Station 960, The Quake.
8:05, and we're live from the corner of Mission and Embarcadero with Willie Brown. I'm Paul Wells, and Will Durst, who do we have as a guest on the phone from D.C.?
Actually, our guest is the author of The K Street Gang, The Rise and Fall of the Republican Machine. He's a writer for the Weekly Standard, and his name is Matthew Continetti. Mr. Continetti, welcome to the Will and Willie Show.
Thanks for having me.
Your book chronicles the rise and fall of the Republican machine. You started in 94 with the overhaul of American politics, the contract on America that Newt Gingrich came up with. And it seems as if power corrupts. It doesn't matter who's in charge.
I think that's one of the themes of the K Street Gang. I think people, particularly when they believe that they're embarked on some grand ideological crusade, they blind themselves to what they're doing at times and also who they're dealing with. And I have many examples of that in the book.
Now, are these evil people, or are these just people who are able to rationalize what they're doing, that it's good for the country, that it's not just evil lobbyists, is it?
Well, some are criminals. You know, we just had another guilty plea here in Washington, D.C. yesterday, a former aide to Representative Bob Ney of Ohio, Republican from Ohio. And that aide had left Ney's office and joined Jack Abramoff, the central figure in the K Street Gang, in 2002. And he pleaded guilty to basically engaging in a conspiracy to bribe Representative Ney with gifts and whatever, whatnot. And he now joins several other former staff members of Republican congressmen, including two members, former members of Tom DeLay's staff. So some are criminals that I write about in the K Street Gang. Others, I think, simply have lost sight of the principles that they used to have as young idealists.
What happened? Did they just get to D.C. and they were surrounded by so much money?
I think that's part of it. I think, as we talked about, I think it's power. I think there's a sense, especially in particular when Republicans control all the branches of government here in Washington, I think the Republicans have kind of a blank check. They don't have that constant pressure that's exerted by an opposition that has control of one of the branches. I mean, look, for example, in the 1990s when you had divided government. There was constant tension and pressure, and I think that held a lot of some of the worst excesses of both sides in check. The same thing happened in the 1980s, one could say, when the Democratic Congress and the Republican president, even though there were scandals, of course, throughout all these historical eras. So scandal is a persistent feature of political life, and yet I think divided government may have may help kind of assuage it.
Matthew, Willie Brown, I formerly was a part of government in some capacities over the years. Let me ask you, don't you think, however, there may very well be a tint of I believe I'm right and it's okay for me to do these things? Because the reference to the trips to Scotland, the reference to the golf matches, the reference to the dinners, there at some point becomes a time, in my opinion, when people actually conclude that it is personal relationships and not bribery.
I think you're right, Mr. Mayor, and I think when you talk to people on the Hill, whether it's the lawmakers themselves or their former staff members, they'll tell you that, you know, this is simply the way things are done in Washington. I'll give you an example. One of the issues related to this gentleman who just pleaded guilty, Neil Volz, was that he entered into the congressional record several statements favorable to Abramoff and Abramoff's business partners in this corrupt casino deal in 2000. He entered these statements to the congressional record. And when this was uncovered, I did some reporting on it, and I write about this in the K Street Gang, and the members of Ney's staff told me, and other people on Capitol Hill told me, that this just happens all the time. It's the way things work in Washington, they said. And so what I hope to do with the book here is kind of let people know throughout the country how things work in Washington.
Well, you know, the people, most people know for sure that what Duke Cunningham did was, in fact, quid pro quo.
Yes.
But the subtlety with which the Bob Nays of the world operate, it's sometimes difficult to nail them on the quid pro quo arrangement.
No, that's right. And in fact, I think that's going to be one of the major tests here as we go forward. You know, we have the K Street Gang, but the K Street Gang is just the beginning of the story. In the book, I try to tell where the central figures came from, what they did wrong, what they pleaded guilty to, and of course in Abramoff and others' cases. But the story's not over yet, and this investigation is ongoing. And I think you're right, Mr. Mayor, to say that there is a large burden of proof placed on the Justice Department at this point, simply because it's very difficult to prove quid pro quos and bribery, thanks to numerous Supreme Court decisions. Yet, the Justice Department feels that they have cases to be made, and so they are very serious about this investigation. It will be interesting to see how it plays out.
Now, let me ask you a question that plagues me, and I suspect that most people think I'm probably almost a sicko on it, and that is that when the press receives the information that is not available to the public, should not be available to the public, is so-called classified, do you address at all the press's responsibility as a recipient of what basically is stolen material, that they can't use that material for their gain, just as Bob Nay should not be able to use the material supplied to him by Abramoff or this guy Volz for his personal gain?
I would say we don't really deal directly with that in the K Street Gang. I mean, this is, of course, an ongoing issue related to other scandals in Washington, the CIA leak investigation, which is also ongoing and which is probably going to ensnare other members of the Bush administration, the scandals related to what's going on at the CIA otherwise, whether it's the leaker Mary McCarthy, and, of course, some of the reports that appeared in the Washington Post. I'd say that's a difficult question. Fortunately, I've never been faced with it. I do, however, think that at some degree, at some level, the decision needs to be made by the news organizations themselves. These are, for the most part, reputable organizations, and they have teams of lawyers, and they also feel some duty, I think, to the public good, which is I think, to the benefit of us all.
We're speaking with Matthew Continetti, author of the K Street Gang, the Rise and Fall of the Republican Machine, here on 960 AM The Quake. Mr. Continetti, everybody's waiting for the other shoe to fall. Is this a centipede? Are there going to be a lot of shoes that are going to fall?
I think so. I mean, when you look at it here, we've had numerous guilty pleas starting from last November when Michael Scanlon, the former press aide to Tom DeLay,
right,
pleaded guilty, and then that was followed quickly by Mr. Kadan, one of Abramoff's corrupt business partners. Then in January, of course, January 6th, was Abramoff himself. And then we've had Mr. Rudy, who is another former aide to DeLay, now Mr. Volz. You see a general progression here in the tenor of the investigation. It seems that they're focusing on these witnesses who could supply information to the government and also be called on to testify. One big moment is coming up at the end of this month when David Safavian, he is the former head of federal procurement policy at the White House, and he is charged with obstruction of justice and lying, basically covering up his involvement with Abramoff. His trial begins in the end of May. And so you'll begin to see witnesses appear there. But I do believe this is a prelude to some indictments of sitting lawmakers, numbering anywhere between 3 to 6 individuals.
And where can one get a copy of your book if they wanted it?
Well, I mean, I believe it's available in all major bookstores. I was just speaking to somebody this morning who said they saw it there at the San Francisco airport. So I was thrilled to hear that. But the K Street Gang, and it's what we try to do in the book is kind of present an introduction to what this scandal is. It's by no means the only scandal in Washington. Mr. Mayor, you mentioned the Duke Cunningham scandal, which is also a serious scandal here. And we mentioned the CIA investigation scandal and others. William Jefferson, Democratic congressman, he just had a guilty plea in the investigation of him.
Yeah, a guy named Jackson Second guy, Vernon Jackson, pleaded guilty. So two of those guys are down already. And my guess is that $400,000 in your refrigerator is a little difficult to explain.
Exactly. A little bit. It's difficult to hide from. So there, this is a season of scandal. And I think it just shows a general disillusionment with Washington throughout the country. And it feeds that disillusionment. And so it's a bad omen, I think, for the governing party in November. And, of course, that's the Republican Party.
Is there a possibility of Americans getting scandal fatigue, you know, where we just assume they're all crooks?
Well, when you look at some of the public polling data, it seems to show that's how voters feel. Voters look at Washington, and they already factor in some corruption. However, I think, two things on this. One is that the level of corruption we were just discussing is a bit much. I mean, I think when voters look at Washington, they may expect maybe one or two scandals. But when you have half a dozen scandals involving numerous public officials at every level of government, that I think adds, that has a new degree of seriousness about it.
When you started to do your book, did you take a look at the 1972-73 scandals involving the Republican Party around Watergate, which obviously destroyed the Republican Party in that time period? That's actually how Democrats reemerged in better form than ever before as a result of all those scandals. And one suspected that every Republican connected with Mr. Nixon was a crook.
Absolutely. And, of course, they're right in the K Street Gang. The reforms that came out of that era, the Watergate era, the post-Watergate era, actually laid the conditions for today's politics, because it established the campaign finance system, which actually feeds, I believe, the reliance of lawmakers on lobbyists. It kind of set up the kind of institutional apparatus to create constant earmark spending that we have in Washington with the growth of government. So it's interesting that each era of scandal actually contains within it kind of the seeds of the next era of scandal. Mm-hmm. And so it will be interesting to see what happens 20 years from now as the fallout from all these current scandals in Washington.
I want to check your book out because the reference you made to the so-called reforms that came out of that time period, I have constantly said that those reforms have led people to the clever techniques of all these independent expenditures that so conceal the source and the reasons and why for money.
I absolutely agree with you, Mr. Meredith. So I think you'll like the K Street Gang.
All right. I'm going to go buy it right away. And I'm going to let you know, Matthew.
Well, you can. I'll be right here.
All right.
Thanks for joining us. Matthew Continetti, author of the K Street Gang, The Rise and Fall of the Republican Machine, here on 960 The Quake. Coming up in a little while, we have Warren Eckstein from the new pet show here on The Quake.
That's right. It's happening Sunday nights from 4 to 6. And your calls to join in the conversation at 866-960-5753. 817, keeping it real with Will and Willie on 960 The Quake.
Face it, you've got less than perfect credit, which makes getting a new computer almost impossible. That's because while you're looking at your future, everyone else is too busy looking at your history, your credit history. At Blue Hippo, we say forget the past. That's right. We believe you deserve a brand new computer regardless of your credit history. In fact, we won't even check your credit score. Call Blue Hippo today, and before you know it, a brand new PC will be delivered right to your door. But hurry. For a limited time, we'll throw in a free, brand new 20-inch flat panel TV with built-in tuner and speakers. It's ultra-thin, so you can hang it on a wall. And we'll include a free color printer. It's all yours, free, when you call and order now. All credit is accepted, so you will not be turned down. Call 1-800-997-5507. No matter what your credit history looks like, Blue Hippo believes you deserve a break. Call 1-800-997-5507. That's 1-800-997-5507.
This is Jeff Diamond, and we're talking to the creator of Right Size Smoothies, Steve Bostic.
I just got off the phone with a woman who ordered Right Size. Her name was Joni, and she'd already lost 12 pounds, and she was so excited. She said this is the first time that she's tried a weight loss product that actually worked for her.
When you drink a Right Size smoothie, you feel like you're full, and that's what you're looking for, isn't it?
We call it the Hunger Smashing Smoothie. We've developed a cutting-edge appetite manager called Appamine. It's in the smoothie. You drink the smoothie. It knocks out your appetite. It helps you burn more calories poison you take in safely and without being hungry. And as you know, that's what leads to weight loss. It's a great product.
And you're going to let people try this for free for 2 weeks.
It's the best deal that anybody's ever offered on a weight loss product. You don't pay anything up front. You try the product free for 2 full weeks, see how it works for you, and either you lose the weight or you never pay for it.
Here's the phone number, 1-800-422-1271. The phone number for Right Size Smoothies, 1-800-422-1271. 1-800-422-1271.
At the 2006 Wente Vineyards Concert Series, it's about more than just the music. Our wines go as well with your favorite artists as they do with a specially prepared menu. And the intimate setting among the hills and vineyards bring you so close to the stage, you can almost touch your favorite stars. Like Blues Traveler, Heart, Chris Isaak, and more. Click on the Wente logo in your online media player right now to order tickets. Or call 925-456-2424. That's 925-456-2424. Tickets also available at all Ticketmaster locations.
Hurry into Mattress Discounters today, where you'll always find quality brands like Sealy Posturepedic, Simmons Beauty Rest, Tempur-Pedic Pressure Relieving Swedish Mattresses, and the Sleep Number Bed by Select Comfort at everyday low prices. Plus, on approved credit, you'll get free financing for a year with no down payment, no monthly payments, and no interest for 12 months. Mattress Discounters, quality brands, discount prices.
Have a good night's sleep.
Did you know there are secret radio stations that you can only hear with a high-def HD radio? These stations are all free. Go to HDradio.com for details.
Are you deaf yet?
The bless of my soul, what's wrong with me? I'm itching like a man on a fuzzy tree. My friends say I'm acting wild as a bug. I'm in love. I'm all shook up.
Coming at you with the power of a seismic shift, this is The Quake, Progressive Talk Radio on 960 AM. And I'm Paul Wells here at 821 on this Tuesday morning with Willie Brown and Will Durst. And we're looking for more of the letter that Ahmad...
More? We don't have anything, do we?
Ahmadinejad, the president of Iran, wrote to our president, George Bush, saying that... our government is repressive and cruel. Governments do not survive. That we have an ever-increasing global hatred of the U.S. government. These are just little tidbits. Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice has seen the letter.
She's seen it and she hasn't released it.
No, but she's holding meetings with the counterparts who have issues with whether or not the Iranians should be able to get nuclear weapons, and that is Germany, France, and Britain on one hand, China and Russia on the other, as members of the Security Council, permanent members of the Security Council. And they are in dialogue about what do you do. The Russians said this morning that the last time there was a push for a strong resolution in the UN about some conduct in a country, it led to the Iraqi war, and they don't want to get out there on that, you know, on that peninsula again, and they want to be assured that the U.S. is not trying to set up the situation in which coming out of that can only be military action of some sort by the U.N.
Where we claimed that we were going to go through diplomatic channels and then denied any of the diplomacy that happened.
That's right. So the Russians will say, I don't want to talk about the content of the resolution yet. I want to talk about what happens as a result of this total procedure. And if it's to lead up to some form of military action against Iran, we have some issue with that. And the Chinese, of course, who just, I think, traveled throughout the Middle East to cut more deals with reference to the oil operation that they need. And if you saw the chart on the oil reserves in the world that was reported over the last 2 or 3 days, you know that, in fact, it's the Saudis who have most of the oil, but the Iraqis are way up there, and the U.S. is in the second tier on the five side. The top five, I think, are the Saudis, the Canadians, the Iraqis, and one or two others, and then us. So the issue of oil is pretty big. Energy is pretty big with the Chinese, and I got to believe that they are concerned about whether or not what the Iranians really want to do is peaceful. Now, the letter, obviously, is a political instrument put together by the president of Iran, who is obviously insisting that they be interpreted as wishing for peacetime uses of nuclear power.
It's an olive branch.
That's right.
What he wants it to be seen as.
Now, it's amazing, though, how adults can't talk to each other. The U.S. has not had any direct dialogue with the Iranians since the invasion of the U.S. embassy.
79. Yeah.
There have been no direct talks between these two nations. They're going through the Swiss. They delivered the letter to the Swiss in Switzerland, who said, now, when you're traveling in America, drop it off. I don't know what the deal was, but somehow
it's like
that's
what
how they
Jason
got there.
Bourne would do.
Wouldn't you think there would be direct dialogue, even if it was backdoor, like when Kissinger put together the operation to allow us to renew a relationship with the mainland of China, with the People's Republic of China? It was Kissinger doing backdoor diplomacy that led Nixon ultimately to do what he did.
But we didn't find that out until after it happened.
Well, you know, when I'm trying to get a husband and a wife back together in my law practice, you don't think I'd let either one of them know I'm talking to the other? Never. Not until I get them to the point where they're willing to talk do I reveal what my real intentions are. And that's kind of how you do diplomacy. So it seems to me there ought to be some back channel. There should not have been a blind side of the U.S. by that letter coming. We should have known that letter was coming. We should have known the content of that letter. And that letter should have been kind of preordained and preaddition to elicit a certain kind of response, which we were should be trying to get from our counterparts in Britain. And of course, the British have a problem. Tony Blair is has one foot on a banana peel.
Might be the only person in the world with a lower approval rating in his country than Bush.
He's at 30%.
Took a beating. Yeah. His Labor Party took a big beating there.
Yeah, but he's at 30%. Bush is at 32. All of a sudden, you know, Bush is ignoring Blair. You might pull me down. It's like
a member of his own party said, well, there's a job for him, maybe as ambassador to Outer Mongolia. That's what he said about Blair.
Here's a couple of tidbits of this letter from Ahmadinejad.
You think you have a copy of it, Paul?
I have a couple of little things. Now, Iran's top nuclear negotiator called the surprise letter a, quote, new diplomatic opening between the two countries. Now, Condoleezza Rice has said it fails to resolve the dispute over the Iranian nuclear program. According to the report, the only kind of, well, reference to a nuclear weapons at all has to do with this sentence in it. Any technological and scientific achievement reached in the Middle East region is translated into and portrayed as a threat to the Zionist regime, referring to Israel.
Why don't we get dialogue going with some of our listeners on whether or not you, the listeners, think that one of the initiatives that we ought to be talking about for this fall's election is who will open the dialogue in America with the Iranians. Don't you think that if there is a nation sitting there with as much resources as they have and with the potential for becoming a part of a team that might destroy the world, including Israel, somebody ought to be talking to them? Somebody ought to be talking to them.
Well, we got Cheney talking to Kazakhstan.
We got Cheney talking to anybody that would talk to Cheney.
We have Ted in San Jose who might have that on his mind right now. He wants to talk about the Department of State. You have a comment. You're on the Quake with Will and Willie. Good morning, Ted.
Hi, I'll respond to what you guys were just talking about. But first off, I want to talk about that one point that the Iranian president mentioned, that the hatred for the U.S. is global. And actually, I just want to say that that is correct. I spent 10 years overseas with the Department of State, and out on the streets is actually quite palpable.
Let me interrupt you for a second. This is Willie Brown. You were with the Department of State?
For 10 years, yes.
Can you say what your title was and your job, or is that classified?
I can't say.
See? I knew, but go ahead. Keep talking.
Okay, so yes, it is quite palpable, and we've actually run roughshod over any global diplomacy. So with respect to that last point that you guys were asking about, I don't think there's any nation or any country that is willing to take on the responsibility of representing the U.S. in any kind of negotiations with Iran. I think we've destroyed any credibility that we've had, and that we're going to have to kowtow quite a bit in order to get anyone to take us on
as a client.
We are no longer the superpower that we think we are. China is right on our backs, and they're the ones that are buying out the oil. And I don't think we quite realize just how far gone we are.
You mean in terms of the international community?
Oh, yes.
So we're out there alone, pretty much. Then there's the rest
of
the world.
Well, we're not yet alone. We're still, economically speaking, the most powerful nation in the world. We still obviously carry much of the world on our back when it comes to humanity. And that affords us at least some status, but that status is being not played appropriately and not used and leveraged
away
appropriately. And I think, Steve, you would agree with that, with the incredible amount of goodwill that can come from feeding people and from addressing HIV and AIDS and from doing those kinds of things, we just can't seem to generate, because there's a whole continent called Africa that we could very easily develop a relationship with. The brothers in Africa would embrace us quickly if we would just treat them with a degree of dignity that we've not treated most other people.
All right, and you're correct. But, I mean, let's just go to that last point you just made. We are not treating people with as much dignity as we could. So that is why there are a lot of people who are just very uncomfortable with associating themselves with the United States as a nation. I mean, of course, I mean, they will be willing to accept food and aid. But if you remember, we pulled out of any kind of family funding with respect to HIV and AIDS because we
opposed condoms.
Right.
Right. Yeah. But you know, posted.
But the U.S. is in such a powerful position that you may be correct, we may be dissipating every day, but our Latin American brothers would prefer us, I think, over everybody else in the world, because their people prefer us. Their people come to America as often as they possibly can, whether it's from the Dominican, whether it's from Venezuela, whether it's from Brazil, Argentina, Mexico, El Salvador. They still identify themselves as Americans, so to speak, by virtue of being part of this continent. And it seems to me the Africans nations could be generated to do the same. All of a sudden, we would be back in the primal seat, doing what we've always done, if we would just begin that kind of a diplomatic initiative.
If we had a leader. We only had a brain.
Ted in San Jose made a good point about Iran, though, with China, because China and now Russia are saying they may not support sanctions. So should have done something in diplomatic. Reach out to China. We have Warren Eckstein from a new show that's on the Quake Sunday nights called The Pet Show. We'll see how we treat our pets with dignity. And right now we have in for John Scott, Andy Jordan with the news, weather, and traffic on 960 The Quake.
It is 8:32. This report is brought to you by Taco Bell. We head to the Cron 4 Traffic Center, Cron 4, home of the 9 o'clock news. All right, it's looking like a rush hour out there. Metering lights are on westbound 80 between the 880 overcrossing all the way over to 5th Street in San Francisco. Heavy across the upper deck into San Francisco. Making your way to the lower deck, northbound 101 between 280 and the lower deck. Stop and go at this time as people try to head the other direction across the bridge. Vehicle versus a big rig westbound 580 before Vasco Road in Livermore. It's blocking the right lane. And slow and go northbound 280 between Ocean Avenue and 101 getting into the city. All 59 bar trains are on time. Want something filling, a little spicy, and at a great price? Then try Taco Bell's Spicy Chicken Burrito. It's just one of the great tasting items found on Taco Bell's Big Bell Value Menu. All right, here's what's happening right now on 960 The Quake. Thousands of students may get their high school diplomas despite not passing the new exit exam. This after a judge said yesterday he will probably prevent the exam from taking effect this year based off the argument that all students do not have access to the same quality of education. State School Superintendent Jack O'Connell says it's important to keep kids accountable.
Independent research clearly shows that because of the California high school exit exam, students are working harder and learning more than ever before.
Attorneys argued the exit exam discriminates against poor students and those who are learning English. Bay Area transportation officials are on another fast-track push trying to get more Bay Area commuters to start paying tolls electronically. Not enough are, so to encourage more use of that little electronic card. There's talk of converting 10 more fast-track-only lanes on Bay Area bridges. Two more would be added to the Bay Bridge in the coming year. The Chronicle reports right now only 39% of commuters use fast-track during rush hour. San Francisco businessman Darius Anderson confirms he has bought the city's 65,000-foot aquarium of the bay from a French investment company. The deal is expected to help a plan by conservation groups to turn the aquarium into a nonprofit center for education and research about the San Francisco Bay ecosystem. Quake weather, sunshine continues all week long. We're on our way up to about 70 degrees today, and you're going to see that for the rest of the week. In fact, lows of around 52. I'm Andy Jordan, keeping it real with Will and Willie continues here on 960 The Quake.
Thank you for calling to learn more about the See Clearly method.
What's the catch?
Excuse me?
The catch. Your radio commercial said you can improve my eyesight so I won't be dependent on my glasses and contacts. There has to be a catch.
No catch, sir. Our optometrists believe that you can indeed better your vision with the See Clearly method.
It's surgery, right? Expensive surgery?
No, no surgery, no drugs, no catches. The See Clearly method is a revolutionary approach to better vision that doesn't require drugs or surgery. Oh, but there is one thing I forgot to mention.
I knew it. A catch.
I can give you a free video that will tell you all about it.
Free video. Hey, wait a minute. That's a good thing.
We know it sounds unbelievable, but the See Clearly method can improve bad vision naturally without drugs or surgery. See for yourself by calling for our free video to preview the See Clearly method. Call 1-800-522-6121. Call now before you get sidetracked and forget. Your vision is too important. For your free video, call 1-800-522-6121. That's 1-800-522-6121.
Comcast Digital Cable has hundreds of channels of the most requested programming with about 30 local channels and includes on-demand with thousands of shows and movies to watch whenever you want. Comcast is the leader in high-definition television offering both local and national HD channels not available on satellite. So if you're into sports, movies, or just amazing clarity, then Comcast Digital Cable is the only way to go. And if you don't have time to watch your shows while they're being aired, then record them with Comcast DVR. Pause live TV, watch one show while recording another. The DVR is inside the cable box, so no extra equipment is necessary. With Comcast high-speed internet, you'll get blazing fast connections and 100% pure broadband features such as click-and-play videos and web-based email. They've recently upgraded the upstream and downstream speeds for all of their customers at no extra cost. Now you can enjoy even quicker uploads and downloads of photo, video, and music files. Call 1-800-COMCAST, 1-800-COMCAST, or go to Comcast.net. Cable and internet, Comcast.net. Great television experiences are always ready for you with Comcast. With the convenience of on-demand, crystal clear high definition, and all the best movies, sports, and kid shows, it's Comcastic. Call 1-800-COMCAST or go to Comcast.net for more information.
Business leaders, do you need help with tapping great talent, restructuring, or retraining your staff? Don't miss the Life After the Layoff business and networking event May 11th from 5:30 to 7:30. Enjoy food, prizes, and a valuable employment business toolkit. Most importantly, you'll be networking with Bay Area business leaders and locally elected officials. Space for this event is limited, so call now to reserve your seat at 650-802-6500 or go to lifeafterthelayoff.org. That's 650-802-6500 or log on to lifeafterthelayoff.org.
Listen up, people. This is the King of Car Loans, Mike Frega. If you call 1-800-FRESH-START, you get one thing no one else can give you. That's me, Mike Frega. I don't own a car dealership. I'm not even a general manager. You don't buy cars from owners and general managers. But if you call 1-800-FRESH-START, you get an appointment with me, Mike Frega. I've got hundreds of credit unions and the nation's most aggressive lenders. And by the way, I'm still looking for somebody with 8 auto repossessions. Call 1-800-FRESH-START, and I'll give you that fresh start you've been looking for. That's 1-800-FRESH-START. And don't forget my competition. That's 1-800-NOT-SO-FRESH-START. Approval of credit, subject to prior sale, whatever.
Hello?
Honey, it's Roger.
Are you okay?
No, I'm stuck in a meeting. And Stevens Creek GMC is having a huge sale on 06 Yukon Denalis. $11,000 off retail and we get $100 in gas for taking a test drive.
Oh, finally, the whole family in one car. You, me, Jimmy, Timmy, Sammy, Cindy, and Roger Jr.
And room for one more. It fits 8.
Not a chance, honey.
Yukon Denali XLs. On sale now at Stevens Creek GMC. On the web at trucksonthecreek.com.
Yo, is here.
HD Digital.
Listen to the Bay Area's progressive talk with CD quality sound and no static. Plus, exclusively on HD Digital, commercial free music channels like all 80s, hip hop, dance tracks, and traditional jazz. HD Digital, free and clear. Discover the next evolution of radio online at quakeradio.com.
Who let the dogs out?
I love it when Jamie's right on top of some music. Takes us perfectly into part of a segment here. We'll start out right now at 8:39, keeping it real with Will and Willie on 960 The Quake, with a guest who has a new program coming to The Quake, 960 AM Sundays from 4 to 6. It's called The Pet Show. And Warren Eckstein, welcome to our program.
Hey,
here.
Glad to be with you guys. Hey, just remember, this is not your father's pet show I do on The Quake. This is mental health for pets. That's what we deal with.
What?
Mental health for pets.
Explain yourself.
I'll give you an example.
Please.
Typical American family. The husband tells the dog to jump on the couch Monday morning. The wife tells the dog to get off the couch Monday afternoon. The dog calls me on the show and says, hey, Warren, isn't that the definition of neurosis? So we deal with the psychological and mental problems that pets have. Divorce. Divorce affects our pets just as much as it affects our children. Separation anxiety. Latchkey pets. These are all problems we deal with on the show.
We have a cat, and our cat has discovered that when we put our bags out that we're going to be gone for a couple of days.
Yeah.
And our cat will chastise us.
Did she pee on the bag?
No, she poops on the right next to the cat box.
See, now you think that's a bad thing. You think that's a bad thing, but what your cat is doing is like Hansel and Gretel. Instead of breadcrumbs, he's leaving his poop there as a way for you to find your way back home. Those are the type of problems we deal with. A little bit different than most pet shows.
This is unbelievable.
It is.
I'm stunned.
Now, don't be stunned. Now, my show's been on, it's new in San Francisco, but we've been on nationwide, 110 cities, for 20 years. And these are the problems that cause people to give their pets up. It's never because the dog doesn't sit or the cat doesn't come. It's always the dog is digging up the backyard or chewing. And most people take this approach that you have to be the boss over your pet. You know, I grew up in the 70s and 60s. I say negotiate with your pet. No one's perfect. If you want perfection in your pet, go to Radio Shack. Get something with batteries. Even my dogs. Best dogs in the world, you would think. Every once in a while, they chew a shoe. But that's part of being a dog that's normal, and it's good, and it's healthy.
Hell, it's part of being a wife.
There you go.
They chew your Jimmy Chews?
They do. Jimmy Chews? Yeah. Jimmy Chews? How about Tom McCann's?
Yeah. Our guest is Warren Eckstein. His show is called The Pet Show, and it'll be airing Sundays from 4 to 6 right here at 960 AM The Quake. And we have you in the right place coming to San Francisco, because our progressive area has a lot going on, including this guy Rex, who has some legislation he's trying to push forward for the state of California, and he's presenting at the Commission of Animal Control and Welfare in San Francisco called Pet Friendly Nation. You've heard about this tax break?
I did, and I just looked at this.
Yeah.
What a great idea this is. First of all, you know, for years, people that lived in apartments have been chastised because they weren't allowed to have pets. We know the physical and psychological benefits. The studies I've been doing for years with major universities that people that have major surgery recuperate 50% faster if there's a pet at home. Seniors buy themselves don't go through the depression if there's a pet at home. And here's the thing that no one's talking about, this whole concept, is that many senior citizens will take the older pets from the shelters, the ones that can't find homes, and bring them into the homes with them, because they can talk about the same thing. Hey, do you remember when? The arthritis. It gives them that opportunity.
These are people who don't buy green bananas.
There you go.
110 stations?
110 stations, yeah.
20 years?
20 years. We just wanted to write 20 years. We started in New York on a powerful radio station, WOR, and we syndicated from there, and it's 20 years. Because we handle problems, you know, we take a look at it a little bit different. The whole approach to animal behavior is that we're the human beings and we're superior. How superior are we? My dog's home watching General Hospital, and I'm out here working, so how much smarter are we than my dog? But the problems that they have and the benefits of having pet ownership, which is 60% of the American population, $39 billion last year, outsold children's toys and hardware in the country, because it's a comfort zone for us. With all the craziness that you guys talk about politically in the world, we can come home, we can sit down, we can negotiate with our pets, we can massage our pets, we can meditate with our pets, we can take them for a walk, and it's a great escape. And what a great way for even, I know I've worked with a lot of politicians, Geraldine Ferraro was a client of mine, a lot of famous actors, Al Pacino, Cheryl Teagues.
Wait a minute, you're a pet guy. What do you do with these politicians?
Working with their pets.
Oh,
Geraldine Ferraro,
I thought maybe you were treating Geraldine like
No. But her dog had some psychological problems when she was on the road campaigning. Believe me, it was chewing all the needlepoint she was doing up on the plane. But we resolved that problem. But the reason I bring that up is people in power, people that are always have to be on. Someone like yourself. You have to be on when you're out in public. When they get home, they can go goo goo gaga boo 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 with their dog or their cat, and they can feel comfortable doing it, and they need that
escape. How about with the wife?
Wives are good, but, you know, sometimes your dog's a much better listener. Sometimes your dog, and, you know, I did a segment the other day called...
If you're looking for a friend...
I did a segment the other day. I should have married my dog. When he leaves, he doesn't take 50% with him. So it's, you know, it's
you must live in California.
I must live in California. You know, I'm a Californian for 10 years, and you can get me back to the East Coast. I'm so addicted. And San Francisco.
Where do you live now?
In Santa Monica.
Oh.
And San Francisco's not a new town for me. I did a weekly TV show here called Mac and Muttley for many, many years on another
you
station.
You were on Mac and Muttley.
I was the animal behaviors for Mac and Muttley for years and years and years and years. Yeah. So glad to be back in the San Francisco market. What a great pet town you guys have.
And we welcome you. And what a refreshing show.
It's going to be a fun show because people are going to be able to get the answer to their pet questions and hopefully learn to enjoy their pets, learn to understand that no one's perfect, including Fido or Fluffy. And most importantly, if your dog does something right, don't give him a biscuit. Give him a hug and a kiss and a belly rub. They appreciate it a lot.
Are you going to be on location mostly, or are you going to, people will have to simply call in and you're in the studio?
Well, they can call in, but what I'm going to try to do is, because I love this town so much and you got some great restaurants here, it kind of reminds me of New York, San Francisco, you know, being an ex-New York, a great restaurant. You can walk around. It's got a pulse. This town has a pulse. L.A. has no pulse. San Francisco has a pulse.
L.A. is dead. You know, you must have
this show's not heard. Yeah, L.A. is dead. It's not heard in L.A., right? L.A. is dead. So I turned off my L.A. audience there for a while. But the important thing is that the show will be a lot of fun. And I do plan on doing a lot of appearances, a lot of fundraising for the local humane rescue organizations and finding a lot of homes and resolving a lot of problems for people and their pets.
Great. I'm glad we were able to share this pet-friendly nation. Commission hearing is on Thursday, and then you know about this from Rex Reginald, I believe. And
well, didn't we also have
tax break for having pets?
A great idea.
Didn't we also have a city supervisor regulation where we're not owners, we're not pet owners, we're pet guardians?
Pet guardians.
It actually started in West Hollywood. They passed a law saying you can no longer own a pet, you can be your pet's guardian. It sounds frivolous, but the bottom line was you can't leave money to something you own. So if you don't own your pet and you're your pet's guardian, you can set up a living trust. If, God forbid, something were to happen to you, what's going to happen to your pet? So that was the reasoning behind it. It wasn't this whole fluff dog thing. It was the concept of who can I leave money to take care of my pet.
I've never heard the explanation before. It makes more sense now.
We almost know what we're talking about on the pet show. See?
Warren Eckstein, thank you for
joining the family.
Hey, my pleasure, guys.
Glad you were right here at the Hotel Vitale to talk to us.
And Warren is on what hour?
Sunday nights from 4 to 6. It's called The Pet Show, coming to 960 The Quake this Sunday.
This Sunday,
from 4 to 6. And great to have you here.
Anytime, guys. I'm always available
for you. If I have any problems with my cat Elvis, I'll let you know.
Or your cat will call me and tell me about his problems with you, I'm sure.
He gets to lie around in the sun all day.
How many pets do you have?
I don't have any. I don't even like animals. No, I'm just joking. I have two dogs. I took a dog off the streets of South Central L.A., which here's an interesting quick, and I'll just do it quickly. The gangs in Los Angeles now are painting the stray dogs in their neighborhood the color of their gang. So my dog was blue, which I assume he's a Crypt, right? So we took him off the streets, and then I rescued 200 Chihuahuas, and I adopted one of the Chihuahuas. So now
200?
There were 200 Chihuahuas that were going to be killed in Los Angeles because the shelter system there is so atrocious. So I adopted the first one to prove to everyone that they're not killers, they're not aggressive, they're Chihuahuas. If they bitch you, you'd have a hangnail. Leave them alone.
Warren Eckstein, again, it's Sunday nights, the pet show from 4 to 6 here on the Quake
Garden. You're the best.
Next segment, What Would Willie Do? WWWD.
Nice to meet you.
847, keeping it real with Will and Willie on 960 The Quake.
Good luck with the show.
You don't need it.
Join KKSF this summer at the East Bay Regional Park District's Fresh Tracks Hiking Program. Every third Saturday through September, KKSF and the Park District will host a leisurely hike in an East Bay park, followed up by a Wente Vineyards catered lunch and live KKSF jazz performance. To find out more on this great program, visit ebparks.org.
What if I told you I could make your acne disappear and leave you with beautiful, healthy-looking skin? With all the acne promises out there, you're skeptical. So I'm going to prove it to you by sending you a risk-free 60-day trial of a remarkable product called Proactive Solution. Proactive was developed by dermatologists for you to use at home without spending hundreds of dollars on doctor visits. Call 1-800-770-3807 to find out how you can get a risk-free trial. Proactive combines prescription-grade acne medicine with soothing spa-quality botanicals to create a powerful acne-fighting system. Eliminate bumps and redness and prevent future outbreaks. It's a safe and simple product that will heal, hydrate, and soothe your skin while preventing breakouts. With over 7 million customers, Proactiv is the best-selling acne system in America. To get your risk-free 60-day trial of Proactiv Solution, just call 1-800-770-3807 and you'll become a believer. I know you have beautiful skin under your acne. Let Proactiv prove it. Call 1-800-770-3807 for your free trial. 1-800-770-3807.
Comcast is the leader in high-definition television, offering both local and national HD channels not available on satellite. So if you're into movies, sports, or just amazing clarity, then Comcast Digital Cable is the only way to go. And if you don't have time to watch your shows while they're being aired, then record them with Comcast DVR. Pause live TV or watch one show while recording another. For more information on Comcast's great broadband products, including high-speed internet, call 1-800-COMCAST, 1-800-COMCAST, or go to Comcast.net.
Mmm, the smell of garlic. And the sound. Listen to that garlic sizzling in the wok. Oh, nice. I can almost taste it. I love my job. I'm a chef at Panda Express. And I just can't get enough of all the smells, sounds, and sights of our Chinese kitchen. Right now, we're featuring our exciting garlic creations. Get into a Panda Express and experience them for yourself.
Business leaders need help with tapping great talent, restructuring, or retraining your staff? Don't miss the Life After the Layoff business and networking event May 11th from 5:30 to 7:30. Network with business leaders and receive a valuable employment business toolkit. Call now at 650-802-6500 or lifeafterthelayoff.org.
At the 2006 Wente Vineyards Concert Series, it's about more than just the music. Our wines go as well with your favorite artists as they do with a specially prepared menu. And the intimate setting among the hills and vineyards bring you so close to the stage, you can almost touch your favorite stars. Like Blues Traveler, Heart, Chris Isaac, and more. Click on the Wente logo in your online media player right now to order tickets. Or call 925-456-2424. That's 925-456-2424. Tickets also available at all Ticketmaster locations.
WWWD, what would Willie do?
Sometimes I'm right, but I could be wrong. My own beliefs are in my soul.
We ask a question of the mayor without looking at it first on 960 The Quake.
Be a surprise question and a surprise answer.
Yes, this is true. Well, we could get to 24, and we might just do that. But I have a quick question in the Bay Area now. We have this news. 10 more fast-track-only lanes are proposed for bridges. What would Willie do?
Make the bridges free.
Good answer. Survey says.
Now, somebody else gave me that idea. I've had the idea for a long time, of course, but somebody ran it out there, and they said, listen, you know, one thing, bridges and Muni ought to be free. When I saw that fast track thing this morning where they were going to add 10 additional lanes, I believe, or something of that nature, it means those persons that do not have fast track, the visitors, and et cetera, are going to be lined up for 20 or 30 minutes trying to get through the only toll lane there is, because the fast track lanes are all IE, lanes that are fast track only. There are no, and if you go through there and you don't have fast track, I think it's about a $250 fine or something of that nature.
And they have cameras.
And all cameras. They take the photograph of you. So, obviously, we need to think through a bit more in detail. How can we ensure that you have fast track? I say your license plate cost ought to include the cost of fast track. And at that stage of the game, every license plate would be a fast track if it's the state of California. The only people that will be using the other lanes without fast track would be those from out of state. You solve the problem very easy. Just make it a part of the registration figure that we collect from you, and you'll get an automatic fast track.
So that would work for all the bridges and tollways in the entire state?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And just think about it, how simple it would be with the technology being what it is to achieve that goal. And then every month, based on your license registration, your automobile registration, you get a bill.
That's so it's tied to how much you actually use it, so it would have to keep track of how often
that's
you
what
go
fast track
the
is.
Yes,
fast track is
way.
A use. Yeah, a
so
use.
So nobody should get the idea that
correct.
It was just blanket
so
across the board.
That is right. But if you
same.
Do your registration on your plates on your car,
and you can't re-register your car until you pay your fast track.
Just like with your tickets,
right?
You can't re-register a car now unless you clean your ticket record.
That's so yep. easy and simple, though.
Very simple.
Yeah.
But then I'm not in government.
I know one of the reasons why people, especially in the Bay Area, are reluctant to use Fast Track.
Only 39% do in the commute hours.
And they're afraid, because we're so paranoid here and we're so anti-big government, that we're afraid that we're going to be tracked at any time. It's a Big Brother thing. But what I have a Fast Track, but I don't apply it to my window. I pick it up and I push it towards the windshield every time I'm going through a fast track, and then I store it. They provide you with a little bag that you store it that will keep it from emitting the fast track radiation signal or what transmission
when you don't
signal
want.
When I don't want it. So if I think if more people knew that you could do this, they would feel a bit more comfortable.
But
about
I'm
the
telling
whole Big
you,
Brother
well,
thing.
They ought to remove.
I
the
know,
need.
But don't. Yeah, but it's people don't want to constantly have Big Brother know where they are at all times, know how many trips they made through here and
oh,
there.
Oh, I want you to know where. I want you to report it in the newspaper. He
but,
was saying.
But you sleep a guiltless sleep.
He was
you
saying
sleep
at
the sleep
Starbucks.
Of the innocent.
In the bank. You know, on Sunday,
you
I
know,
went...
Some of us are, you know, secretive. Some of us are involved
well, you have
in,
secrets.
You know,
I understand. I don't know.
Should
I,
not be
I gave up secrecy a long time ago. That's why I don't have any friends.
Open government.
But I actually went to a Starbucks on Van Ness in California and a bank on Sunday.
Yeah, there's another one on 4th and Brannan, I believe, in Wells
and
Fargo.
But they're open on Sunday.
But the bank wasn't open.
I don't think the bank was open on Sunday. But there were no bars or anything, no security. The bank was just as free to walk around in as if you were in Hotel Vitale. No, it was amazing.
Van Ness and Cal?
Van Ness in California, right across from the cable car, uh-huh. and right across from the sleep train place. I went into sleep train to take
I
a look
you
at
get
the
a
mattress.
I
went into sleep train to look at a mattress. It was a little bit of a challenge for one so inept at doing any kind of purchasing or any kind of buying, but I eventually worked it out, and sure enough, make the deal by two, get it delivered the same day with the old mattress, take it away.
They took away your old mattress?
Yeah, and then I saw it in the window.
No. No. Man, you're going to get us in
no, I did not see it. I must tell you, though, that, yes, I did. And then when they made the mistake of not having included the pillows, you know that commercial we do where we say, you
oh,
get
yeah, they
two
get two
pillows
free? Pillows, yeah.
yeah. You get Sterling latex foam pillows worth $199,
oh,
right? Mattress shows up, no pillows.
Oh, no.
Oh, we forgot the pillows. Nobody. Oh, we forgot.
And they ran back and got them.
9:15, they bought the pillows last night. You talking about service. I mean, the fact that I put my name down as Bill Clinton had a little bit to do with it, but nevertheless.
A man who needs pillows.
We got a little over a minute before we go to news, and so we hadn't done anything about 24. Now's your shot, because we have a lot of guests next hour.
24 was great last
now's
night.
Now's our shot.
The airplane landed. He
on
landed it without it being shot down on the freeway, and a brother gave the order not to shoot it down. It said, Mr. Admiral said, it must be shot down. And then he said, now that he's landing, and he told, it was wonderful. I told the F-18, abort, stand down, return to base.
Hold fire.
Absolutely. And Jack got out of the plane, and he left the guy, the bad guy, handcuffed to the plane itself. And the bad guy, I assume, was... But then Jack, uncharacteristically, handed the tape off.
How did
Chloe.
They get to downtown L.A. in 5 minutes? That's what I want. Oh, man, they just
Will,
in the middle of Highway 18.
118. 118. It's 24, Will. They were out in the desert, Will.
This and is how much you guys are associated with 24.
And
one
they
of
had
our
to
our
get
listeners.
To the movie. They had to get it. They had to do the scene.
Sent an email.
By the way.
Agent Wahini sends an email to
Agent
you guys.
Wahini.
Yes, with a link to the BBC.com here with Sutherland Reveals 24 Movie Plans. We have the former governor of Oregon, Barbara Roberts, with us in the next segment. Keeping it real with Will and Willie on 960 The Quake.
Are you tired of sitting on the sidelines, watching as others make big profits in the market and your investments just sit there collecting dust? Well, what if there was a way to get in the game and start generating real wealth?